The following item become Tamei Merka. Tamei Merka is similar to Tamei Moshe. As a kli that's meyuchad liyeshiva, that's used strictly for sitting on it or laying down on it, becomes an avatuma if a zav or zava or nida sit or lay down on it. The following kelim do not become Tamei Moshe, instead they become Tamei Merkab. Merkab means riding. The tuma of Tamei Merkab is similar to the tuma of Tamei Moshe, but there are certain kulas by Tamei Merkab that we don't find by Tamei Moshe, which the mission will elaborate on in the following mission. Zarez ha'ashkeloni umeducha hamad. Zarez ha'ashkeloni is a belt used in Ashkelon to strap the saddle onto the chamor. The belt goes around the mixed section of the chamor and straps the saddle to the chamor. And a person, when he sits on the saddle, is also sitting on this belt. That belt becomes Tamei Merkab. The Zav or Zav sit on it, it becomes Tamei Merkab, not Tamei Moshe. As anything that you do not sit on in the normal way, instead you sit on it while riding with one foot on either side, becomes Tamei Merkab, not Tamei Moshe. And so too the Meducha that comes from Madai. Meducha is a kli that's used for grinding. And the way they used it, they would take a large wooden block and carve an opening into the block. Then a person would sit on that wooden block and take the meducha, the piece of wood that he used for grinding, and put it through the opening in the block of wood. While he sits on the block of wood, he would grind. So he sits on that block of wood with one foot on either side, so therefore it becomes Tamei Merkab, not Tamei Moshe. Since you don't sit on it in the normal way, you sit on it with one foot on either side, it becomes Tamei Merkab. Va'avit shel gamal, the pillow on top of a camel that's put under the mass of the load that's on the camel. A pillow would be put under that load in order to protect the back of the gamal from the friction of the load. And a person would also sit on this a bit while he's riding the camel. It would become Tamei Merkab. V'tapishan shel sus, this is a blanket that is draped over a horse. This blanket, although it's decorative, the person, when he's riding the horse, would sit on this blanket, and therefore it would become Tamei Merkab. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af tapishan shel sus tamei mishum moshav, minei she'oindin alav bekumpa. Rabbi Yossi said, this blanket that's put on a horse, it would become Tamei Moshav. It would have the more severe and chamordin of Tumas Moshav, because they would stand on it in the kumpon. The kumpon is a show that the tsar and the ministers and the king would put on, that people would ride on horses and fight each other. And sometimes people would get up and stand on the horse, and then he would sit down on the horse with both feet on the same side. So therefore, he's sitting down on this kumpon in the normal way of sitting, not with one foot on either side. So therefore, since sometimes the kumpon is sat on in the normal way that a person sits on a kli, it becomes Tamei Moshav, and if a zav or zava would sit on it, it would have the more chamer din of Tumas Moshav. Ava ukav shonaka tamei. But Rabbi Yossi would agree, though, that the saddle that is put on a female camel has Tumas Merkab, not Tumas Moshav, as the saddle on a female camel is sat on the regular way that you sit on a saddle when you ride with one foot on either side. So since it's sat on in that way, it only has Tumas Merkab, not Tumas Moshav. Only kelim which you sit on in the normal way with both feet on the same side would have Tumas Moshav. Pesachas kelim perachos gimel mishnah gimel mabe merkab lemoshav. What's the difference between Tumas Merkab and Tumas Moshav? As we saw in the previous mission, that a kli that's used to sit on while riding with one foot on one side and one foot on the other side becomes Tamei Merkab. If a zav or zav would sit on it, it would have Tumas Merkab. As opposed to a kli that sat on in the normal way, if a zav or zav would sit on it, it would have Tumas Moshav. What's the difference between the two tumas? So the Mishnah tells us, Merkab chalak mago mimaso, umoshav lo chalak mago mimaso. Tumas Merkab and Tumas Moshav are quite similar. In both cases, they become an avatuma. If a zav or zav or nida would sit on it. There is one small difference, which is that Merkab is a bit more lenient, that there's a difference between maga and masa. The difference between whether you touch the kli that had become Tamei Merkab or carry the kli that had become Tamei Merkab. If you merely touch the kli that had become Tamei Merkab, then only you yourself would become Tamei, but the clothes that you're wearing or any kelim that you're in contact with at the time you touch the kli that had become Tamei Merkab would remain tar. as you become a Rishon L'tumah, since you came into contact with Ava Tumah, and the clothes that you're wearing or the kelim that you're touching would not become Tameh, as Begadim or Kelim can only become Tumah from an Ava Tumah. But if you're carrying the Kli that had become Tameh from Merkab, not only would you become Tameh, but the clothes that you're wearing or any other kelim that you're in contact with at the time you're carrying the Kli that had become Tameh Merkab would become Tameh along with you yourself. And even though you're a Rishon, since you're touching these kelim or wearing these clothes at the very time that you're carrying the Kli that become Tameh Merkab, they become Tameh along with you. That's only by Tumas Merkab. But by Tumas Maisa, there's no difference between Maga and Masa. Even if you're only touching the Kli that had become Tameh Moshav, the Begadim that you're wearing or the Kelim that you're in contact with at the time you're touching the Kli that had become Tameh Moshav would become Tameh along with you yourself. So Tumas Moshav is a bit more Chamor than Tumas Merkab. Tapis Shel Chamor Shehu Yoshev Aleha Tahor. A tapis is a wooden Kli that looks similar to a ladder that's put on a donkey to put underneath the load. And on occasion, a person when he's riding the donkey would sit on this tapis. This tapis is tar, does not become tummy merkab. Even though on occasion a person sits on it, since he can only sit on it in a very uncomfortable way, it's not considered a kli that's miyuchud, the yeshiva that's used for sitting, and therefore does not become tummy merkab. Shina bar tanakavin, oshapirta delatozeh tmeh. But if he changed around the opening in the tapis, as we said, the tapis is similar to a ladder with wooden rungs that go across. Now, the tapis in the normal way only has one wooden rung on the top and one wooden rung on the bottom. And therefore, it's very uncomfortable to sit on it since there are no rungs in the middle. But if he changed around the opening by making openings in the middle of the tapis also so he can put on additional rungs, so then it would be more comfortable to sit on it. In such a case, it would become Tamei Merkab. Or if the openings in the tapis expanded and broke into each other, meaning the opening that held the rung towards the top and the opening that held the rung towards the bottom expanded, and now those two openings became one. So now, since there's a very large opening, he can put on additional rungs to make it more comfortable to sit on this tapis. In such a case, it would be considered Meyuchad Yeshiva, a kli that's used for sitting, and would become Tamei Merkab. If the Zav or Zav would sit on it, it would become an Ava Tumah.